You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back for an episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Wednesday, March 17th in the year 2021. And on today, yes, we're in the midst of basketball season. Football spring practice will be starting soon, but today is all about the recruits. There will be Buckeyes in the future. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segments 2 and 3. We're going to get a 2022 football recruiting update from Dylan Freeman. We begin today's show talking about a couple recruits on the basketball side. 2021 recruits that have received some honors and rewards lately. This time of year for high school basketball fans, if that fits you in part of your fandom, you are all looking forward to tournament time. Who's playing in the tournament? Who's moving forward? And in the state of Ohio, the Final Four will be coming up very shortly. But at the same time, different from me being from Indiana, in Ohio, they award and name Mr. Basketball Awards in the midst and in the middle of the tournament. Division I, Division II, Division 3, and Division 4, Mr. Basketball's voted on by the coaches, were announced lately. Also, there was another award, the overall Mr. Basketball, voted on by the Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Association. Maliki Branham, Ohio State recruit, Division 2, Mr. Basketball of the Mr. Basketball for this year. Kaylin Etzler, Division 4, Mr. Basketball voted on by the Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Association as well. Maliki Branham is the winner and recipient of the Coaches Association, the OHSBCA. Hope I got that correctly. Their Mr. Basketball Award goes to Mr. Maliki Branham. Maliki Branham, four-star recruit, plays at St. Vincent St. Mary in Akron, Ohio. According to 24/7 Sports, the number sixth shooting guard in the country, number 29 overall, then also the number one player in the state of Ohio, according to 24/7 Sports. Kaylin Etzler, the D4, Division 4, Mr. Basketball voted on by the coaches out of Crestview High School, Convoy, Ohio, three-star recruit, number 143 recruit overall in the country, number 24 power forward in the country, number 3 best player in the state of Ohio. Branham committed to be a Buckeye July 22nd of last year. Etzler committed to be a Buckeye May 12th of 2019. Those of you may be wondering, Jay, how good are these athletes? So Mr. Etzler, I believe we talked about a little bit last year, shortly after I became the host of this year's podcast. But Branham, a slasher, a cutter, a gentleman that can score inside. I believe in his most recent game, he had 27 points, leading his team to victory, moving on a regional championship, that is, moving on to the Final Four. Kaylin Etzler, he is a wing, 6'8", 195 pound, listed as a power forward by 24/7 Sports, but I more will say he is a small forward, not a gentleman that'll be there in the post. He does need to put some more weight onto his frame, but I don't think that Mr. Etzler is a guy, you say 6'8", 195, he's going to bulk up to pay 6'8", 235, 240, and be there playing in the post. That is not his game. But this award, this recognition, it's huge. It holds a lot of weight. I know when I was growing up and I would watch guys play, even now when I watch high school basketball local, I say, ooh, he might be Mr. Basketball. He might be that guy, and I surely hope he goes to my favorite school. Those of you that follow high school basketball, I am sure you were hoping before Branham or Etzler decided and committed to be a Buckeye, you're saying, I hope they play in Columbus. I hope they stay in state. They can really help Ohio State in how well they are playing, and it could help take them to the next level. I hope Chris Holtman is able to help these young men. I hope Chris Holtman is able to just coach them hard, over practice after practice after practice. And just be the kind of coach that he is with these young men, help molding them, help developing their skills and their talents. Mr. Branham, Maliki Branham, when it comes to those that are awarded the Mr. Basketball Award from the Ohio High School Basketball Coaches Association, he is a long line. There is a history of those that get this award voted on by the coaches that do play their college basketball at Ohio State. I understand he has not played a game at Ohio State, but all roads lead that way. Going to go through from top to bottom, the first gentleman that was the Coaches Association, Mr. Basketball, all the way to the most recent, who has won this award that has gone on to play at Ohio State. The very first award given on by the OHSBCA was back in 1989. Jimmy Jackson won that award. Greg Simpson also played at Ohio State, won the award in 91 and 92. Sean Stonebrook in 95 won the award, played at Ohio State, then it ultimately transferred to Ohio. Jamar Butler in 2004. John Diebler in 2007, William Buford in 2008, Jarrett Sullinger won the award in 2009 and 2010, Mark Loving won the award in 2013, and then Caleb Wesson won the OHSBCA Mr. Basketball Award in 2017. Two guys, as I watched their film, Branham can be a vital piece for Ohio State down the road, and Etzler can as well. Those of you may be wondering, Jay, when it comes to the Ohio State recruits in basketball, who else might they get? Well, they are both in the running to get Chet Holmgren, the number one player in the country, according to 24/7 Sports, and Efton Reed. Both are warm recruits. They in the warm section there for 24/7 Sports. Holmgren, possibly Gonzaga. That's how good he is, a seven-footer. And then Efton Reed is 6'11 in his own right. Both of them are five-star recruits. We'll get more into the basketball recruits later. But right now, the rest of today, it's all about getting a recruiting update for the football team, the 2022 recruits from Mr. Dylan Freeman. But first, check this out. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part is all done online. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew.com. Try Blue Chew free when you see our promo code, when you use our promo code Locked On at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Use promo code Locked On to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the most amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar's Madness. Today's matchup is coconut almond versus peanut butter brownie. Most of you out there are saying peanut butter brownie is going to win this one easily. But let me tell you, when you take a bite and you taste the coconut almond combination combined with Built Bar that they put together, woo-hoo-wee, this race may be tighter than you think. Go to BuiltBar.com or to @BuiltBar_built. That is once again @BuiltBar on Twitter. Remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15, L-O-C-K-E-D the number one and the number five to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. We're covering everything you need to know about the Ohio State Buckeyes, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get now here on Locked On Buckeyes to wrap up this Wednesday show. It is Football Wednesday, so you know you got to talk some sort of football today. No, we're not talking about the Ryan Day shot that was on Twitter where him and Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jackson Smith, and Jigba had a little shoot-off. No, it's just more of football recruiting day. Dylan Freeman is with us. Dylan, how you doing today?
Not too bad. How about you, Jay?
I am doing well, Dylan. When you look at the 2022 recruiting class, from those that have already committed to be Buckeyes here in the future, what do you see?
A lot of high-end talent to start off with. Top of the class is really very strong. We have a couple five stars already and a couple other guys that are close on the 247 to making it up to five stars. So you're looking at another loaded top of class. And the great thing about this is so far this year, we haven't really taken any reaches yet. And if you see it, I mean, they're all really, really high and, we're not taking any kids early on, just under Day, that we haven't taken any kids under early on that we don't feel that can contribute, and there's no reason to do those right now. You usually save those for later in the class, just if you have a few extra spots. But the great thing is right now we're rolling so high right now that we don't really have to even consider those kids right now that we normally would.
Is the hype around Quinn Ewers deserving? Does he deserve all the hype around him?
Yes and no. I think he's a very good player. I think he's elite, probably the best quarterback in the class by far, in my opinion. He still has a lot to show. If you watch his highlight tape, he never gets sacked. No. He has one of the best offensive lines in the state. And they do play great competition. So I will say that's a positive, and he extends plays. So he has that going for him, but he never gets really any pressure other than from the elite teams they play in, like the playoffs. So it's really but if you watch him in 7-on-7 stuff like that and just kind of camp circuit, he dominates. But that's also not having the bullets fly at him, which sometimes your line isn't going to be able to make up for, which his line in the past couple years of high school have kind of overcompensated for that.
I know when I was looking, when Quinn Ewers committed and Twitter blew up at that time, I know there are people that were tweeting or taking screenshots from the 24/7 site. That's normally the site, the scouting service that I utilize. And they said, oh, he's the best all-time recruit or commit that Ohio State has ever had since 24/7 started to rank recruits in college, in high school football. I'm looking at it right now. Number one is Quinn Ewers. Number two, Terrell Pryor. Number three, Ted Ginn Jr. Number four, Jack Sawyer, who's going to be a Buckeye. He'll be at camp now, and I believe he'll be there in the fall. And then also Julian Fleming in the class of 2020. Quinn Ewers, you get that number one slot. Man, there's a lot of weight just by your name. There's a lot of ability to pull other recruits to say, hey, I'm going to Ohio State. I'm leaving Texas, the weather, to go to Columbus, though how cold it will be in the winter. And I think that may be a good thing for at least the Buckeyes, that they may get more talent. But just me, from my little knowledge of him at that time, I said, oh, he's this good? He's amazing? I hope he lives up to the hype, because I've seen guys be ranked really high. Tate Martell was amazing, and then he ultimately fell off. Dylan, I just hope that Quinn Ewers can live up to what he is, everything they say that he can be.
I think he's not even the same realm of player coming out of high school that Tate Martell was. And Tate Martell was a great high school player, but Ewers has the size, the athleticism, and the arm strength and arm talent to be able to kind of translate that over the next level, as opposed to Martell. He had the great idea and kind of great creativity that's hard to teach, but he doesn't have the same arm talent that Ewers does and the same build. I mean, you can only do so much at 5'8", you know what I mean? 5'8", 5'9", like Martell. But yeah, Ewers, I think he's going to be, don't get me wrong, I think he's going to be a very good player and a superstar here. It's just number one player of all time almost. That's a very, like you mentioned, very lofty rankings right there.
Dude, it's hard to believe that with all the talent that Ohio State has had, He is already at that number one spot right now. And I look back, I don't know much about Terrell Pryor in high school. I saw what he did at Ohio State, and I already knew he must have been a dog, a killer in high school. So I know Texas football is big. I know Quinn Ewers, from all the hype that I've seen, it's out there. I know what the rankings say. I just hope that he is what what they're saying he is. Hope he is what everybody is saying he is now or can be down the road. Who else in this class sticks out and says, you say high-end talent? Talk about some of that talent if you could.
CJ Hicks from Ohio. He's a special player. He played last year. He played mostly cornerback in high school at 210 pounds. He played corner, and while that's not his best position, but he was the best athlete on the team. So you stick him out there on the best receiver almost all the time, and he shuts him down. And that was pretty special. He didn't really, like, you watch his highlight tapes. He didn't really show much sophomore year, but if you watch this year's tape, he's completely different. He grew another inch and put on about 20 to 25 pounds. And he shows he's a great blitzer. He can drop back in the coverage. He can fill the run gaps. So it's pretty special watching him do everything. And he's a tremendous athlete for his size. Same with McCullough, the other linebacker / athlete that we have, 6'5", 220-ish, 225. They can just do everything. It's kind of like Isaiah Simmons. They can drop back and play safety at times. They can stand up defensive end. You can roam them in the middle of the field. So it's really an interesting strategy. I mean, not interesting. It's just kind of cool that we're having so many versatile athletes at the linebacker position that you can kind of move them all around and not have them kind of pigeonholed. I mean, as good as Browning was this year, he was limited in what he could do at the Sam linebacker position. Mm-hmm. You know, and kind of with these guys, you don't have to have them necessarily pigeonholed to one position. You can kind of move them around the field and not have to change your whole scheme up based on one player.
What about Caleb Burton? I know that Ohio State has been big, and Brian Hartline has done a phenomenal job of recruiting that wide receiver position, 5-star recruit out of Del Valle, Texas. What can you tell us about Caleb Burton?
If you look at him, if you watch him, it's very similar to Garrett Wilson. Not necessarily the biggest or the strongest or even the fastest, but just has a great ability. He is a great deep ball catcher. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get inside the position all the time. That's pretty impressive. He knows how to stem his wide receiver, stem the cornerbacks. And so he's really just, he has a knack for the ball and making big plays. And that's kind of, if you watch Olave, he's not the biggest, not the tallest, but he high points the ball and pinpoints it in deep. That's kind of unheard of around here. And that's kind of what you're getting with Burton. He's just very fluid, does everything you asked, and he has the gear, but not quite the same gear as Wilson does.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, that is betonline.ag. Go there on your computer or mobile device and make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, that is LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Are you ready for the NFL draft? Join Locked On NFL Draft hosts Trevor Sekhema and Benjamin Solak as they give you their latest positional rankings and analysis on 2021 draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. And while we're on the wide receiver position, another 4-star recruit, this one out of Chandler, Arizona. I hope I say his name correctly, Keon Grays. I'm bad with names, especially those tricky names like that. But fill us in on what he might bring to the table.
Reliable, okay. Smooth. Kind of, if you think of Olave, he's not kind of, you mentioned he's not biggest, fastest, strongest, but he just gets separation. He knows how to run his routes. He's a technician, and he has great hands. He's kind of the guy that you know on third down that you're going to be able to throw to, and he's going to be able to come up. Even if he's covered, he's going to be able to catch that ball, and he's going to be able to get you that 6 or 7 yards that you need on third and five, you know, that just moves the chains. He does have plenty of speed. It's just he's not necessarily a track star, you know?
Yeah. I'm curious, as I look over this 24/7 sheet that's on my computer, I'm curious with you, do you put much stock in the number one national ranking that Ohio State has right now? Number two, according to 24/7 Sports, the 2021 recruiting class, they say 2022 recruiting class to date is number one. Do you personally, you and your scouting, put much stock in those rankings as far as nationally ranking each and every recruiting class?
Yes, to a certain extent. I feel like, I mean, the guys that are doing it, while they might have a lot, some misses here and there, I mean, they're pretty good in what they do. You know what I mean? Like, as you see, Barton Simmons just got hired on at his college, and I know that quite a few other guys that have been in 24/7 and kind of things like that have gotten plenty of opportunities and chances to go to recruiting departments for smaller schools, you know? And so they do have a pretty good feel of it. However, there are some bias, whether these kids go to camps, 24/7 camps or rivals camps, you know, depending on how they're ranked and just kind of things like that, and who covers the certain areas, you know. So it's hard to kind of get a full gauge. But in my opinion, if you're in the top, like if you get these top five classes, you know what I mean? I think that's really what matters more than just I'm number one class. Because if you watch at Bama at 2021, they're going to have the highest, but they're also taking four or five more kids than us. So it's really hard to kind of justify number one. I think it is a big deal. These kids love to have that, you know what I mean? To have that, they're number one class and things like that. But at the end of the day, if Ryan Day sees that he's a top five class, 24/7 rival, you know what I mean? If he's going to pause it, he knows that he had a good class, and that's really kind of what he's worried about. You know what I mean? Gets the guys that he wants, and just kind of that it's kind of like aggregate over a couple of years, you know what I mean, that you really see that results. That's kind of what they're focused on.
Exactly. And now let's go to the prospects. You know, a little bit about the commits. We could have talked a little bit more about them. But who has not committed to be a Buckeye? Say, give me three guys that you think Ohio State can lock up sometime soon.
I think Wagner, the offensive tackle from Ohio, I think that he's going to be a Buckeye fairly soon. I think that a guy that's kind of a surprise, I think that Omar Aber from Texas, he hasn't visited yet, and he's kind of looking hard at Texas and Oklahoma right now. But I feel like if we could get him on campus, he grew up a huge Buckeye fan, and he just kind of, if you read all his interviews and just kind of the way he talks about Ohio State, it's different that he feels. And I feel like if he visits sometime soon, that we could definitely see him pop on that. And I feel like Goodwin, the offensive tackle from Indiana, he's a five-star, you know what I mean? He'll be a five-star everywhere that you look by the end of the year. I think that he's going to pull the trigger fairly soon.
What other players, or when you look at the prospects, that is, I know you mentioned just a few, but do you think any of those guys could be big pieces and just really propelling, saying like a Quinn Ewers, hey, if I commit here, well, I'm going to bring a receiver or two. What guys that Ohio State has not locked in yet or got to commit from yet could be key pieces to utilize them to recruit other prospects?
I think a guy – I'm trying to think. Let me think. A guy like I think Christian Miller from Georgia. I think that we're not really in on a ton of Georgia guys right now. Okay. But I feel like we could, you know, I know Georgia has a ton of talent, especially in the secondary, just the high school talent that there is in Georgia. I feel like Christian Miller, he was going to commit to Georgia. He was supposed to do that last week, and we got him to hold off on that. And I feel like that he's going to end up a Buckeye, and I think that he's going to bring a couple guys from Georgia, or at least get in their ear, not necessarily even for 22, but just kind of getting the younger guys' ear for even 22 and 23. And so I feel like he's not going to have the hype necessarily that Ewers or Burton does, you know what I mean, that big flashy five-star, but a guy that comes from a high school that had Antoine Jackson. So, like, they have talent every year, and I feel like that's kind of a big piece, and getting back in Georgia is never a bad idea.
Last question I'm going to ask you, Dylan. I'm curious because I like to know about these rare or odd prospects. Who is a diamond in the rough?
Turner, the cornerback from Ohio, from Florida. Okay. I feel like he's special. He has everything you're looking for. He's long, athletic. He's not necessarily a freak, like 40 time, you know what I mean? But doesn't mean he's not a great athlete. He's kind of like, I think I see him fairly similar to Conley, just that rare athlete that just really fluid. And I feel like he's a three star now, or especially when we offered, I think he was a two star, not even ranked at the time. He's going to blow up. He'll be a mid four star by the time it's all done. So I think he's going to be a pretty important player at us and Clemson. Same with Torian Pride, another cornerback that we're in on. So Clemson and us are kind of battling for a couple cornerbacks to secure. And especially for us being our third cornerback, we need another true outside corner, because I don't think Jair Brown's necessarily an outside corner here.
I lied to you. One last question about the upcoming football season, not the recruits right now. Who do you think will be the starting quarterback at Ohio State in the fall?
CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
I feel like he just has the upper hand. It wasn't a full year in the system because it was kind of shortened and kind of out of whack the whole time, not really getting in the groove, but he still has that. And he has the talent. And so it's not like he just didn't have, not if it was even in talent, but he had the upper hand athletically and the year in the system. I feel like he's just going to control and kind of, he can do everything that Day wants in offense while still implementing kind of what Fields did with his legs, not necessarily to that extent, but being able to use some of that in the playbook kind of opens up your running game. As we saw with Haskins early on in the year, we couldn't run the ball. It took us a while for us to realize that even though Haskins wasn't a great runner, we had to have him be a capable runner mm-hmm. to kind of actually show what our offense really could be. And I feel like that Stroud is good enough athlete that and runner that you don't really have to tailor the offense much to what we had the last couple of years.
Dylan, this has been a lot of fun. If you could let those people know that are not watching on YouTube, Will's listening all audio only, where they can connect with you via social media.
At Dylan Freeman VP on Twitter is really what I'm on. I like talking about during the games, chatting up. I have some information recruiting, so I like all the fans that DM me and stuff like that. I love talking, just kind of sharing what I'm hearing and just kind of little bits and pieces that I do get to hear.
And guys, you guys can always follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. Come back tomorrow. We are going to have Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch with us, kind of going back to the basketball. The NCAA tournament tips off tomorrow. The Buckeyes take the court on Friday, but tomorrow we'll get more of a writer's insight from what they're seeing. Two sets of eyes always are helpful when looking and trying to analyze what's being done on the basketball court. Adam Jardy tomorrow. The Buckeyes start and tip off and begin their play in the NCAA tournament on Friday.